The old man passed the tin plates and gave everyone a ladle of stew from the pot. It was a thick and rancid-looking stew, the top coated with a yellow layer of grease. The old man asked, "Where are your shoes at?"
"Just yonder," Brian said.
Stephen poked at a bit of meat with his spoon and picked up a chunk. He brought the spoon to his mouth, blowing back the steam and nibbling at the corner. Brian did the same, wary of the smell. The meat was tough and fatty. He gagged.
"It's coon meat."
The old man watched Stephen eat.
"I never said I could cook worth a damn."
They were so hungry that they ate with abandon. And afterward, Brian's stomach felt hot and queasy. He sat back, looking the two over.
"Must be tough traveling, just the two of you." "It is," the old man said. "This one here is a pain in the ass."
"He your son?"
"My son? No, he ain't my kin. I found him curled up naked in the middle of the woods. You remember that boy?"
Charlie nodded.
"Mary was with me. My sister."
"That's enough of that," the old man said. "Can I go to the water?" "Go on, then."
The tall man went to the pond and started splashing water over his face.
"He likes to shave for some reason. Can't get him to stop. He shaves 4 or 5 times a day. Scrubs his face whenever there's water. Cleans his clothes at every opportunity. I think if I left him by some stream, he'd stand in the water until he drowned. I got a mind to do just that."
"He looks healthy, considering you found him in the woods. How in the world did he survive all this time?"
"Beats the hell out of me. Must have been with some folks before I found him. The boy's strong as a bull. Carries all our gear like it don't weigh a thing."
"What happened to Mary?"
"Who?"
"His sister, Mary."
"What do you think?"
"She dead?"
"She is. Everyone dies. She was young, 6 maybe. Don't know how she lasted as long as she did."
"She die a while back from the disease?"
"Died yesterday."
Brian could feel Stephen's eyes staring at him. They exchanged glances and stood.
"Thanks for the food. We'll be on our way."
"Right."
Brian shouted to Charlie, "You take care now." The tall man laughed and beat at the water with a stick.
"Knock that shit off, Charlie,"
the old man yelled. They left the fire. Brian looked over his shoulder, and the old man stared at them until they disappeared. They retrieved their shoes and gear.
"Let's get the hell out of here," Stephen said. "Something ain't right with them."
"I reckon you're right."